Welcome to another episode of the Basketball Podcast. In this episode, we're talking about Dwight Howard. Yes, he's back with the Lakers. It's not 2014, it is 2019, but he's back. He's playing with the Lakers. We're going to talk quickly about that. We're going to talk about Lonzo Ball. For some reason, we're going to talk about Lonzo Ball and specifically his shoes. I have an issue with what Lonzo said about his shoes blowing up every quarter and him keeping a backpack of fresh shoes that he could play in. We're going to talk about that. We're going to quickly touch Team USA Basketball just to give a status update on that dumpster fire of a team. And then we'll finish it off with a question from the mailbag. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Basketball Podcast. Before we get started today, I just want my loyal listeners to know that I do have a special guest in the booth with me today. It's my son. He's an infant. He does make some obnoxious noises every now and then. I also have a cat in the room. I don't know if you can hear my cat, but he keeps meowing. Dude, come on. Yeah. So I have a cat that's meowing, and I have a child who at any point could just explode with poop. So let's get started. We're talking about Dwight Howard today to start off this episode. And I don't even know if I want to talk about Dwight Howard, but Dwight Howard is what's in the news in the NBA today. In the last episode of the Basketball Podcast, we talked about how DeMarcus Cousins tore his ACL. He's out for the year. The Lakers were looking for some sort of replacement for Dwight Howard. And within that podcast, I very adamantly pleaded with the Lakers to not sign Joakim Noah and Dwight Howard. Just don't do it. They're not the difference maker. They're not the person that you're going to need. And let's be clear. I'm getting ahead of myself. I have so many thoughts about this. Dwight Howard was signed by the Lakers to replace DeMarcus Cousins and fill the role as the starting center. So there's two centers now on the Lakers roster. It's Dwight Howard and it's JaVale McGee. Those are both okay centers to have. But if you have championship aspirations, those aren't the centers that you want. Maybe 7 years ago, those are good centers that you could have used, but not in today's NBA. So the Lakers signed Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard has spent the last couple of days having some really weird press conferences where he just talks about how terrible his life has been for the last year, I guess. And he's just come to this realization that this is who he is and this is his role. It's not being the superstar. It's not being the lovable player on a franchise. It's just being the guy that goes out there and rebounds and does the pick and roll. He's just getting boards. He's blocking out. He's running the pick and roll with LeBron, with AD, with Rondo. That's his role. He knows it now. He gets it. Apparently, he won LeBron and Anthony Davis over because of his willingness to rebound and to do the pick and roll. Which, what I'm trying to understand is, if that's the role that he needs to play, does that mean that that's what DeMarcus Cousins was going to play also? This is my whole point of, are you really going to go out there and sign Dwight Howard because you need someone to go rebound and run the pick and roll, and that's what you need to run a championship? I get that you just need a warm body to throw in there, but take a flyer on somebody who could maybe contribute a little bit more than Dwight Howard. I mean, look at some of these guys. Like, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, but Mitchell Robinson was a good center on the worst team in the basketball last year. He was a rookie who was a good center on the worst team in basketball last year. There's got to be plenty of guys out there like that that can go and run the pick and roll and can block out for you that aren't 33 years old and have a history of back injuries and aren't Dwight Howard. Like, Dwight Howard he's already done it with the Lakers, all right? Move on. There's a couple of reasons why this isn't going to work out for the Lakers, and the first is that it's Dwight Howard. It doesn't work out when you sign Dwight Howard in free agency or when you trade for him. LA, you should know this. Jeannie Buss, you should know this. I know Rob Pelinka wasn't around in 2012. But come on. We've done this already with Dwight, and it was a dumpster fire last time. And you think Kobe's hard to play with? Have you watched LeBron? This is going to be a nightmare for the Lakers. But, of course, the second reason why this is a terrible decision is because Dwight Howard's 33. He's going to be 34 in December. He had a significant back injury last year. you need this guy to play quality minutes for you because you have one other center on your team. Why did you sign Dwight Howard to play quality minutes? He's coming off of a season where he played 9 games because of injury. Like, I get maybe he's healthy right now, but he's 34. You're asking a 6'10", 34-year-old to put in quality minutes. I really don't think that that's a worthwhile investment. There's other young guys out there that you can go after if really what you need is rebounding and running the pick and roll, which apparently is what won LeBron over. Dwight's willingness to rebound and play the pick and roll. I'll rebound and play the pick and roll if that's all it takes. You guys need me to play center? I'll do it. I can rebound. I can play pick and roll. Let's do it. Sign me up. Signing Dwight Howard, 34-year-old Dwight Howard, so that you can have someone rebound and run the pick and roll is just a foolish decision. But this is, of course, just another foolish decision in the long-running string of foolish decisions by the Los Angeles Lakers. I wish Magic were here to comment on this. Dwight Howard signing is just a stupid decision. If I was running the Lakers, I would have gone after someone who's... like, go after a young guy or go after a guy who's riding the bench somewhere. Like, can you imagine... ugh. This is the same team that gave Zubac away for free last year. Zubac got given... he was given away for free last year because they wanted to save cap space. They just gave him away. You could probably use him right now instead of 34-year-old Dwight Howard. I really... listen, I need to know what Kobe thinks about this. Kobe, if you're listening, send us an email and let us know your thoughts. This next segment is what I would consider maybe a little disturbing. Lonzo Ball recently... on a podcast with Josh Hart. It was actually Josh Hart's podcast. I don't remember the name of it, and quite honestly, I don't care about the name of it. But regardless, Lonzo, if you're trying to get on some podcasts in the off season, let me know. I mean, the basketball podcast is more than willing to work with you to try to fit you into our busy schedule. Lonzo Ball on a podcast with Josh Hart came forward with some disturbing information about his shoes, the Big Baller Brand shoes that he was wearing this past year. Let's take a listen.
No one knows the real story about them shoes, though.
It was about?
Them ZO2s I was playing in, they was not ready.
They were?
Really? What happened? Like, why?
Bro, like, no one knows this, but Demo had a backpack, and he had extra, like, 4 pairs of shoes in there, because I had to switch them every quarter. Cause they would just rip. So like that's if I had to say like why the first 2 games, like the real truth is like, yo, you heard shoes just wasn't ready. So I'm like, I'm on the phone, like this is when Allen was running everything. I'm like, yo, like I'm not playing in them shoes. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care, bro. He's like, all right, just switch every brand next every game. I'm like, all right, cool.
Wow.
So that's how that happened. I'm like if you literally have my shoes from those games, like they're just like exploded, bro. Like, no, I don't know how I didn't get caught.
Why did you wear them? Just because you guys said like,
because they're my shoes.
And you're like,
I had a debut. Like, I'm like, we
start up the hype and shit.
We went so far with it. I'm like,
can't stop now.
I'm like, cool. I can get a quarter in, but that's it. We gotta switch them every quarter.
I honestly don't even know what to say, how to react to this story, to this revelation. LeVar Ball is a con, man. Big Baller Brand is a con. It's an absolute con. For anyone who has ever said Big Baller Brand is just a family, an entrepreneurial family, entrepreneurs. LeVar Ball is an entrepreneur. No, he's a con, man. He was selling crap shoes that exploded after a quarter. Literally said exploded. They exploded after one quarter of use. He was selling those for $495 a piece. And then he tweeted out, if you can't afford ZO2s, then you ain't big baller. What's even more big baller is the ability to afford the medical bills. After you break your ankle, Gordon Hayward style. Shout out Gordon Hayward. After you break your ankle playing with Zotus. I don't think anyone ever intended to play in them. But the fact that they were selling these shoes for $500 and you can't even play a quarter of basketball in them, it just blows my mind. And it blows my mind this hasn't blown up more. Honestly, I'm so surprised that this hasn't blown up more. Like, LeVar Ball is a con man. LeVar Ball hasn't been relevant for the last 2 years. But he's a con man. It's disturbing what's happened. This is a disturbing revelation. I will say this. The most disturbing part of all of this is the fact that Lonzo Ball didn't get a shoe deal coming out of college going into the NBA. This is a number 2 overall pick. Could have signed with Nike, Adidas, Reebok, and gotten a very nice contract. And when I say very nice, we're talking millions of dollars. Easily. Could have got a shoe contract for $1 million. And he didn't, because he went with Big Baller Brand. He went with his dad's company. The issue I have with that is that I feel like, I'm making an assumption, but it's based off of what I would consider pretty relevant evidence. My assumption is that LeVar Ball convinced Lonzo to go with Big Baller Brand. It wasn't just a free-willed choice by Lonzo to choose Big Baller Brand. I have an assumption that his dad heavily pressured him into choosing Big Baller Brand. The issue I have with that is that the revenue the Big Baller Brand gets doesn't go 100% back to these athletes. And the athletes are Lonzo and LaMelo, maybe LiAngelo. I don't know. I don't know what they sold for him. Maybe they sold bumper stickers for LiAngelo, but they sold shoes for Lonzo. The money that came from those shoes and from the apparel, it wasn't going to Lonzo Ball. It was going to Big Baller Brand. Big Baller Brand was making the money. Well, and it turns out that Lonzo Ball isn't an owner of Big Baller Brand. We all knew that. It's LeVar, and it was Allen Foster. They're the co-owners, co-founders of Big Baller Brand. When Lonzo Ball turns down a multi-million dollar shoe contract from Nike, he turns down that contract, and the money would have gone to him. He signs the dotted line, Lonzo Ball. When Big Baller Brand sells shoes, we have no idea what type of revenue Lonzo even gets. Maybe 100% of proceeds went back to Lonzo. I'm not saying that 100% of shoe proceeds go to Lonzo if he signs with Nike, but that's not the point. He gets a contract up front with them that's millions of dollars, guaranteed. Here's your money. Let us sell shoes. Let us market your name on our shoes. There's nothing like that with Big Baller Brand. Big Baller Brand sells shoes, and then hopefully Lonzo saw some of that money, whatever little money they made. It's disturbing. Lonzo's dad, LeVar, cost him millions of dollars for his own personal benefit, for his own personal strategy, advancement. He wanted to grow the name of LeVar Ball. He crippled his son's opportunity to advance his own brand and his own opportunities. It's disturbing. As a father, I'm disturbed by LeVar Ball. Beyond reproach. He's disturbing. If I ever saw LeVar Ball in person, I would punch him in the face. And then I would run as fast as I possibly could away. Here's our obligatory Team USA update. Team USA has not yet lost in the World Cup. Congratulations, Team USA. They've played 5 games. They beat the Czech Republic on September 1st. What a win for Team USA. And then, on September 3rd, they almost lost to Turkey. Almost. They almost lost to Turkey. They beat Turkey in overtime 93-92. To send it to overtime, Jason Tatum made 2 of 3 three-pointers. Could have won it. Or, excuse me, three-pointers. Free throws. 2 of 3 free throws. Could have won it in regulation. Tatum didn't hit those shots. Ended up injuring his ankle in the overtime period. Not good. USA rebounded against Japan, where they won 98-45. Everyone expected a score like that because, well, let's face it, Japan is not good at basketball. Sorry, Rui Hachimura, or however you say his name. Rui. By the way, he looked pretty good. Pretty good against Team USA. His team lost by 43. He looked pretty good, though. That's what everyone was saying. I didn't watch it. All the analysts, though, said he looked pretty good. His team scored 45 points, but he looked pretty good. Great. Can't wait for him to lose by 43 in the NBA. And then Team USA, the big win was against Greece, which, to be fair, Greece has already lost once. They lost again to Team USA. Giannis was held to only 15 points. I was saying this even in the regular season, in the NBA regular season this past year. I'm not that impressed with Giannis's game. Giannis is the type of guy who's going to be a star in the regular season. He is. He's a star in the regular season. He was. He was a regular season MVP. Congratulations to him. He puts up tremendous numbers in the regular season because he's 7'3" and he can dunk from the free throw line and he can rebound. He's got good dribbling skills. He has good court vision. He can pass the ball. He's the total package, except that when it boils down to it, the guy can't score unless he's driving in the lane and euro stepping around people, and that just doesn't work. You have to be able to create shots for yourself, and Giannis cannot create shots for himself. It's very evident in this USA-Greece basketball game. I didn't watch the whole game, but I did watch some highlights of not just the Team USA win, but from the perspective of Giannis and his performance. And it wasn't good. He did not look that good, folks. And then just today, Team USA has beaten Brazil 89-73. They move on to play France. We'll see what happens. That's it. That's my only update. I'm still not happy with Team USA. If you're happy with Team USA, you shouldn't be. Stop it. Stop being happy. We almost lost to Turkey. There's no moral victories, okay? I don't care if we go undefeated. We almost lost to Turkey. It's time now for the mailbag. One question in the mailbag. And it's kind of a tough one to answer. The question is this. How do you feel about the whole DeMarcus Cousins situation? It's a great question. My first thought is DeMarcus Cousins should be very thankful that he decided to not be an NFL tight end. Not that he ever was considering that, but he's very fortunate to have chosen basketball in the NBA as his profession. If he was in the NFL, he would be blackballed by now, and he would have already had an 8-game suspension. The NBA, though, who knows? It's going to get brushed under the water. They just let Luke Walton off with a slap on the wrist for sexual assault charges. DeMarcus Cousins, if you're unfamiliar with the scenario, was recorded having said that he was going to kill his ex-wife if she didn't let his son, their son, attend his wedding, or his child. I actually don't know if it was a son or daughter. And I don't care enough to look into this. I read about it once. That's all that matters. DeMarcus Cousins said he was going to kill someone, and it was recorded. And the NBA so far has said, we're looking into the allegations. An arrest warrant has been made in Alabama, where his ex-wife, ex-girlfriend is located. I think that's also like his primary home. He's from Alabama, but I don't know if he still lives there or not. I think it's outside of Mobile. He's not yet served that warrant. They haven't served the warrant yet on him because he's still in California rehabbing from his ACL surgery. He can't travel yet. He can't fly yet. He's not been approved to fly because of the surgery. They want to make sure that no blood clots take place. They want to make sure that no infection, anything like that. So he can't fly yet. He can't even get arrested. They just have the warrant there waiting for him. It's disturbing anytime that something like this happens. I'm not a fan of DeMarcus Cousins. Never have been. He's always been a really just great basketball player, an awful person. At least when I say awful person, the sample size that I have is him on the basketball court. And it's a if he's not like that, if he's actually just the sweetest little teddy bear ever, then he's a completely different person on the basketball court. My perspective is I'm not a fan of DeMarcus Cousins saying he wants to kill someone. I don't know what else to say. If you feel differently, send us an email to basketballbc@gmail.com. That's it for this episode of the Basketball Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you haven't yet subscribed, be sure to subscribe. Tell your friends and family about this podcast, please. I had 13 listens on my last episode, and I didn't even listen to it. So that's great. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the support. We're definitely going to increase the frequency once we get into the actual NBA preseason. We're expecting to do a once-a-week podcast. Targeting Wednesdays. We're a little inconsistent right now in the offseason. I apologize for that. But stay tuned for when we really get into the NBA season. Once the drama, hype really starts to pick up, we're going to be bringing fresh new content every week. Thanks again for listening. You've been listening to an episode of the Basketball Podcast.